VE Day was marked with church services, as was the want of at that time. Flag waving and flags around, as well as people wearing emblems. There wasn't, as far as we can see, much in the way of celebrating by way of street parties, as those mainly took place on VJ Day, when the Japanese Empire was defeated, and men started coming home from the war, and the prisoners of war were released. But there was certainly a major parade going out of the town. The salute was taken by the lieutenant of Cornwall outside the Hotel Bristol, and people congregated in the car park behind Hawkey's garage there, along where Tesco's is now. And there certainly was a really, really good selection of armed forces and people in that parade.
And of course, we had a number of evacuees with us, didn't we?
Yes, there were lots of evacuees in Newquay, staying in the hotels like the Hotel Bristol and the Pentire. These were evacuated from London and places along the east coast of England, where there was a possibility of an attack and a landing by the German forces. So there were several hundred here, and gradually they started being moving back to London, and of course that was quite sad for people, because they'd made their home here for quite a while during the war.
Did the town sustain any physical damage during the war?
There was no major damage. I think there were some bombs dropped on the Gannel and on the Ada, which was a schooner that was moored up in the Gannel. So there was no real damage to the town. The headland was quite heavily fortified with searchlights and anti-aircraft guns, etc.
Of course, with the war, were lots of restrictions through that time, and it must have been welcome relief to reach the end of the war and have some level of normality back.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that was caused real problems throughout the war was the blackouts, and a number of people got fined for showing light when they perhaps shouldn't have done. But it was fantastic for people when blackouts were no longer needed, not just from an aspect of having to blacken out their windows and such like, and everything being dark, but from a point of ventilation as well. With the blackouts up, windows had to be locked, and so not only in people's homes but also in hotels, cinemas and theatres here in Newquay. And to be perfectly honest, as the papers put it, people were perspiring heavily throughout these events. So having been able to open the windows again and let the air in was really a major thing.
Would that have meant that people were watching theatre performances there?
Yeah. There were theatre performances taking place at the Cozy Nook and at the Newquay Theatre in St Michael's Road. Perhaps not as much as they would have done, but certainly the tourist industry wasn't totally wiped out. There were people still visiting, and of course all the major hotels were either used for evacuee children or as hospitals for wounded soldiers, sailors and airmen. Amongst those was, of course, the Headland Hotel. The Great Western Hotel was used. Some of the people who were convalescing there took part in the Victory Parade as well.
Well, look, you do an amazing job at the museum and at Newquay Old Cornwall Society. Remind people where you are and when you're open so they can come down and learn more about our town, not just during the wars, but at other times as well through history.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Yes, we're located in the building right next to the piazza on the first floor. You can either come in through the rear door on Manor Road and walk along the corridor gallery. We've also got another little art gallery there with modern contemporary art and exhibitions. And if you sort of wander through to the front, we have another art gallery with vintage art. We do large-scale printing to help support the museum and our activities, and we've also got a Newquay photo lab at Proper Photography Curnow, which helps support the museum as well by encouraging younger people in, which is always a fantastic thing.